I'd like to do over the next five lat in the next 4 weeks is to go quickly through the sugyas that deserve, put it the other way, go quickly and slow down at the sugyas that deserve a more of an iyun. We've already spoken about Hanukkah and about the two, the basic lumdus of Hanukkah, it's instead of Hanukkah is a chayv or a mitzvah. What the Gemara does here on Yudzayin is just go through the remaining Kratei Hadin, and that's why I'd like to go through it rather quickly. I hope that you'll all put in the necessary time to be able to keep up over the next couple of weeks, because I'd like to make it to Chavtzeh. I'm not going to make the Chavtzeh in a normal manner, but at least try to move a little more quickly. At the end, we'll finish the last two blocks. All right, Tana Rabbana, Kama Manikin Light. How much money? So the Gemara has a three-way machlaikis. Chamesh sloim ekomin v'min, shem chamesh asri sloim divir emei. So Meir holds five sloim. How much money is that approximately? What do we say? A sela is... What do we say? A sela is four dinrim. And a dinner we said is how much? 192 prutis. So a dinner is 192 prutis. So sloim are four... So Estella, 768, what's the number? 4 times 192. So 768 prutis. So a pruta is, I don't know what number you want to go with. A pruta is half a penny. So that means Estella is about under $4. So $4 times 5 is $20. $20, we'll call me them in. All right, nice tip. $60, no? For 6 years worth of work, I don't know if he considers it a nice tip. The guy paying feels it's a nice tip, and the one receiving feels it's a cheap tip. You have to also remember when we learned Gemara that money was worth a lot more in the time of the Gemara. So chamesh sloim kolmin v'min shehein chamesh asi sloim diros. So Meir holds 15 sloim. Rabbi Yehuda says Shloishim, Kishloishim Shalevet. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Chamishim Kechamishim Shebeirechim. Erechim really has many different numbers for many different categories, but Chamishim is the largest amount by Erechim. So we go to the largest number. The Gemara will explain why. So the Gemara now will go through the Machlekes. Just in Taich in the Brisa is the Machlekes we shine them here. The way the Ritva learns. How many machleksim are there in this braisa? An easy braisa, three sheets. How many points of argument are there? All right, they obviously argue in the amount. Once is 15, once is 30, once is 50. The Ritva learns that there's a second machlekes. What's the second machlekes? It has to be mekomin v'min. Rameya holds that it's got to be chamesh mekomin v'min. Shem chamesh esrei. So even though the Gemara will say it doesn't have to be five from each min, it could be four from one or six from the other, but Rameya holds that you have to give mikomin v'min. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon didn't say that. They just said the total, shloishim kishloishim. So they learn, the Ritva learns, that the pshad, that this, the second machlokes, Rameya holds you've got to give from every min, and Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon holds you don't have to give from every min. The Kesef Mishnah brings a raya to this from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam passes Shloishim, Kishloishim Shalavet. He passes, you have to give 30. And his Lashon is that you give 30, he doesn't say Mekomin V'min. So Vice Dice, he holds, you don't have to give him each min. You just have to give 30. So the Kesef Mishnah brings a raya that is actually two machlokes. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns that it's only one machlaikis. He says it's very hard to create a second machlaikis where it's not muchach. The first man yama, it tells you makom min v'min. And Rabbi Yehuda says shloishim, he's arguing on the number, but he agrees makom min v'min. And Rabbi Shimon says chamishim, but he agrees makom min v'min. So according to the Ramban, and the Mishnah Melech wants to be matchik that into the Rambam as well, that it's all one machlaikis, And they really both agree as far as the amount that a person gives. And we'll see in a little while, the Lashon HaGemara later, if you look at the first wide line, the Gemara seems to be klar like the Ritva. First wide line in the Gemara, I hope to get there, but just take a quick look. Bishlamo Le'Remeya. How do you learn that? Isn't that line of Gemara, Mashma? You don't have to know the Gemara in between, right? This Bishlamo Le'Remeya goes on this price. Bishlamo Le'Remeya, Heinrich Sitzan Gerim V'Yakev. Olav Yehuda Rev Shimin, Aitzan Gerim Lamali. Isn't that Mashma like the Ritva? How would the Ramban learn? Shlomo Remeyer.
Remeyer still needs it to get his number.
Remeyer needs it. So Bishlomo Remeyer says Sanger Yekev to get to the number, but according to Rabbi Yerim Shimon, I don't need it to get to the number.
They have the
number somewhere else. Yeah, however, you would still need Sanger and V'yekev to say you have to give from each of the three minim, according to Rebbe of Shimon. You can't ask.
They're not taking them out of the pasuk.
But how do you need them to tell you the second chiddush that you have to give from each min? If it wouldn't say, I wouldn't know that. It's true, according to Rebbe, I have two reasons I need it, and according to Rebbe of Shimon, I have one. But what's the Gemara's kasha? It certainly seems in the Gemara's Kasha like the Ritva. The Rav Meir holds, besides that he holds 15, he holds it's got to be Mekom Hin V'Min. Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon holds that it doesn't have to be Mekom Hin V'Min. In the Chiddush Rabbi Yalayb, he sort of makes a pshara between them. He says, look, we know there are two dinim in Hanukkah. There's a din of a chayv mamin, like we call it tzchiras, you have to pay. And there's a mitzvah. Right? We declared which one it is. But Rabbi Yalayb wants to say, it's both. There are rayas today, rayas to that. So when you give Hanukkah, there are two mitzvahs that lie in Hanukkah. One mitzvah is to give Hanukkah as a chelik of the tzchiras, part of his pay. This is his tip, it's part of his pay. And one mitzvah is the mitzvah, like we said that the Torah said that there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, so there's a mitzvah of hanukkah. There's a mitzvah to give money for hanukkah. So Bar Yalev says, if it's a schiras dikadin, so then it doesn't matter what you give. It's schiras, so you have to give him the value. So it doesn't really matter what you give. If the Torah said, saying garen v'yekev, that means the Torah is saying, Altsiras, you give what you want. Alts mitzvah, you should give the common vimin. You should give some tzayin, some gerin, some yakim. Like every mitzvah, the Torah tashkal zavek, the mitzvah of the mitzvah. So he sort of is looking to make a pshara to answer the Lashon HaRambam. He wants to explain the Lashon HaRambam like the Mishnah Melech. But however, it fits in Lashon HaRambam, which to me is not so clear. Al Kaponim, it's sort of a pshara between the Shitas. That is a din of schiras, which is the amount of money. And there's a second din of mitzvah. So the mitzvah, the Torah tells back how you makind the mitzvah with dafka, with tzayin, garen, v'yekev, and that's what you do. Now this Rabbi Yalayb will become very important in a few minutes. We'll get to another one of the dinei hanukkah. But basically, this is the gist of the machlokes here. All right, the Gemara now goes through the Yalfusa of each Mandi Yomar, so let's try to go through the Yalfusas. Omer, Chamesh Sloim, Mekomim Vimin, Shem Chamesh Esrei Sloim, Divrei Remeim. Remeim in Yonah, Salash Minan. Wants to tell us 5 times 3 equals 15. Most people know that. So the Gemara, Hakamash Malan, Mitzer Hu Deloy Mitzalei Mahaim in Yonah. 15 you have to give. Mitzer, I have to give less. Loy Mitzer Mahaim in Yonah, you can't give less. But if you're going to give more from one and less from the other, less lamba, that's okay with us. So that's what Ramey is coming to tell us, that if you give less from one and more from the other, it's okay. The says even if he's not Michael. even if he just wants, he wants five of each, and you're giving six of one and four of the other. So, less lomba, it's not makib. But by stess, you have to give something from each mint. My time at the Rameya, Yalef Rekam Rekam Mibachar. Learn that Pidyon Bachar. Why do you learn it out? So Rashi says, because it says next to each other. Leisa Shachenu Rek, I'm sorry, not next to each other. Because it says Leisa Shachenu Rek, it says the word Rekam. And then it says, Kol Bachar B'nech Tifte V'loi Yira Upon I Rekam. It says the word Rekam next to Pidyon Aben. Not in Pidyon Aben, but next to Pidyon Aben. So we learn it out, Rekam Rekam, from Pidyon Aben, from Bachar, Ma'alahan L'cham Yisloam, Ma'alahan L'cham Yisloam. Ay, the Eima Chom Yisloam Ikubel. Maybe it's a total of five. So Gemara Iksiv Rekam L'Besayv K'dekarmen. If it would have said Rekam at the end of the parasha, Leisha Shachenu Rekam, see if it tells you what to give, it says don't send Rekam, so I'd say it's five. Hash Iksiv Rekam Bereisha, it says Leisha Shachenu Rekam. And then it says Nitzan Chom Agar and Chom Yikvecha. So it says that afterwards, Shadi Rekam Atzayin, Rekam Agar, Rekam Ayekev, and Nelev, Ayekev, and the Mela, it's 5, 5, and 5. That's the Afusa, that's how we know it's 50. Aye, the Nelef Rekam Rekam Yelus Riyah. So Gemara, why do I learn it from there? Let me learn it out from, what is the Pasuk, Layero Panay Rekam, which says, next to Pidyon Aben, that's the word Rekam itself. And over there, the amount is less. It's Shtei Kesef by Yelus Riyah. So let's the Rekav Rekam Yelus Riyah better. So what are we darshaning from a Shebei Rachacha? That says that you could darshan two ways, you look for the bigger one. A Shebei Rachacha, you look for the bigger, you could darshan it two ways. Darshan it two ways. A Shebei Rachacha is megala to us which way to darshan. Okay, we find such a thing in the Gemara in many places. It says, it says like by Priya Tadar, the Gemara says maybe it's a different fruit, the Gemara darshans that from Ashmois and had a darshan. So here also Ashibrach Hashem Lakecha, it's telling you how to darshan. That's Ramey. Reb Yudai Mishloishim Kshloishim Shalevet. He says the Shloishim is like Shloishim Shalevet. My Tamid Reb Yehuda Yalef Nesina Nesina Meyevet. Malahalan Shloishim Afkan Shloishim. Okay, Nesina Nesina, what's the Pasuk? Titen lai and yiten lai dai. V'neach nesina nesina me'erichin. Let's learn it out from there. Ma'alam l'chamishim v'kan chamishim, which will of course be Rav Shimon's opinion. It says, chada tafasta meruba lai tafasta. Tafasta mu'a tafasta. We have a klal on Shas. Fikdashin in two ways. So the Torah meant the smaller diuk. You grab a bigger diuk lai tafasta. You have no raya. The smaller one is the right one. Boy, that's a smarter. Eved me'elef have a leila mes. You should learn that eved me'ele and me'eved. So me'ele, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. The third opinion is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a chamishim k'chamishim shebe'erichim. My time is Rabbi Shimon, gomer nesina nesina me'erichim. Malan chamishim akan chamishim. Now, Eima Pachish Averichin. You all know that in the Parsha Averichin it says many numbers for different ages and different numbers for men, different numbers for women. The Eima Pachish Averichin. Maybe take the smaller number. Hashabirachacha Hashem Alekech Ksiv. Ay, Nails Nesina Nesina Me'eved. Malahalan Shloishim Avkan Shloishim. Why should I learn out of Eved? Because Chada, I have two reasons to learn out of Eved. First, to fast the Meruba like the Fasta. So why learn out of Erechin and teach me 50? Learn out of Eved and Eved. So anybody who learns this Gemara immediately asks that the Gemara should answer Shabbei Rachacha. We have a choice to dash in two ways. We should dash in one way. So that's Taisus Kasha. The bottom Taisus. And I was saying now, you could dash in two ways. So Rav Shimon just used Shabbei Rachacha to tell you that by Erechin, you take the bigger number. So we should say Hashemir Racha that I do the bigger drasha. Sometimes this Torah is not so clear. What this means, but Al Kapanim, the Gemara says Taka, you're right. Reb Shimon doesn't learn the scene in the scene. Reb Shimon Micha Micha Gamar. He learns Mach Chiyamach Chicha and Mach Hu. That's how he knows 50. All right, so we have Machlokes how much you're Maanik. 15, 30, or 50, so we pass to 30, so how much money is that? It's a double, what we said before. So we said before about $50, so it's maybe $120. The 50 was also high. It's somewhere in the $100 range that you're doing. If you figure pruta is chasi saira, which is a little less than half a penny, so it's about $100 worth of hanukkah. If you go with the other sheet that we had, the smahel, the pruta is something you could buy something with, maybe it's 10 times as much, a nickel, so then it's $1,000 the hanukkah, but that is the hanukkah. Bishlam al remeya hainu tzitzayin garim v'yakef. So he needs all three. El Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon haitzayin garim v'yakef lamali. Why do I need tzayin garim v'yakef? Let it just say hanukkah. So Gemara says, haini bayalei look at the Tanya. Lachul yallah yehimanikin al mitzayin garim v'yakef. Minayin l'rabbis called Avar. I would think Hanukkah is only from these three items. Tzangar and V'yakev. This says from sheep and grain and wine. Minayin l'rabbis called Avar. Tamad Lai Meshav Barachacha Hashem Alakecha. That you can give other things. You came out Tamad Lai Tzangar and V'yakev. Lai Melachar Ma Tzangar and V'yakev Miyuchad M'shiyeshna Mechal Baracha Avkal Shiyeshna Mechal Basta Yatsuk Safim. So here we already have a limit on what you can give for a tip. Money is no good. You have to give tzayin garim v'yakev or something similar to it, which is b'chal bracha, which to say b'chal bracha means it earns money, grows. Divrei Rav Shimon. Lezer b'yakev v'miyatzu prey dice, which are animal donkeys that can't have babies. Rav Shimon, no, prey dice mishachem l'gufayu. Hey, prey dice, they do grow. Shabchan bigufayim. They grow their body, it becomes the prey that's grow up, they become worth more. Rabbozim and Yaakov, Safim Yavabu Iska. Money, cash, you could do an Iska with it, it also grows. So we may let some machlokes. Shaila is, when it comes time to do Hanukkah, so the Gemara says that you have to give only what? Only things that have bring bracha. So we pass in like Reb Shimon. So it's got to be animals or karka, dule karka, or what else? What else grows? I don't know. Only things that multiply, things that grow. Everything else you cannot use for hanukkah. Shaila is if you have none. What happens if you don't have any of them? I don't own sain and I don't own gairin and I don't own yekes. All right, maybe I own karka. As long as the person doesn't own karka. So he has an eved. Eved's going free. He owns no tzai, no gairin, no yekef. So what does he do? Go to the store and buy some. Is he mechuyif to go to the store and buy some? Or, as the shaila is, how do we compare this? Do you compare this to tefillin? That if you're not tefillin, so go buy tefillin. It doesn't pat you from tefillin. Right? Or, what else are we going to compare it to? Dalek Conflace. That if you have Dalek Conflace, you put on tzitzis. If you don't have Dalek Conflace, you don't put on tzitzis.
If you compare it to a mitzvah or a zechir, then you don't have to.
So Rabbi Yalev wants to say something along those lines. That the Rabbi Yalev says that the chayv din, if I don't have, I don't have to give you. I tell you, obligates me to give you a tzangar and v'yakev. What?
Give it all, then.
So I'm off the hook.
Cash.
What?
Something.
Should give cash. I'll tell you, first, the truth is this starts from Rishayim. I'm sorry.
So if you want to buy for them, you don't get.
Gemara Daman Bay says, even if you didn't get a bracha, it would be Bishvilai, it says, right? Okay, I hear. So it's Asher Berachach of the Gemara. It's hard to dash in the parsing. Asher Berachach is Lerabi's called Dabar. All right, they have called Dabar. The Mechaz Chinuch brings a mach like this. Mechaschina for mitzvah tough pay days. Ois Dalid in the new print in these prints. Ois Dalid. He says, "Nira dem eloi elok safim ubegadim." The person only has cash or clothing, which is not bracha. Ein tzarach liten like klal. Ein tzarach liknais dava shiitim like. He doesn't have to give him anything, and he's not obligated to to give him anything. You can let him. You can let him do nothing. That's the mechitzah nashita. If you don't have, you don't give. So in the Dvar Shmuel here on Kiddushin, he asks, why is it different than Pidyon HaBen? By Pidyon HaBen, if you only have karka, you can't give karka for Pidyon HaBen. If somebody only owns karka, so it says Bezdin is Yerid L'Nechasov, and they make him sell the karka in order to pay Pidyon HaBen. So why is this any different? Yes, why is that Tanya on the Mechaskinah? Mechaskinah says if you don't have Tzangar and V'yakev, if you don't have anything that's suitable for Hanaka, you're off the hook. So here's the kasha. What do you mean you're off the hook? Why should you be off the hook? Why should it be different than Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen, you have to sell in order to pay. So here also you have to sell in order to pay. You say it's a mitzvah, not a schiros, so you're not also on the mitzvah. Does that make sense? Now, if a person's penniless, I understand. It's a little funny. He's got plenty of kesef, and he is able to buy Tzangar and V'yakev. So we're saying he's off the hook from buying it. Since we said the explanation of the Yarshim holds that it's a mitzvah, so if it's a mitzvah, then what should be?
So if it's a mitzvah, then it doesn't have to sell.
If it's a mitzvah, they don't have to. I Pidyon HaBen.
Pidyon HaBen is a chiyuv.
Pidyon HaBen will have to learn it's a chayv, not a mitzvah. Which rather is true, we once said. Let's just try to figure it out here. We're saying now that if you don't have Tzangar and V'yakev, you're potter from Hanukkah. That's the Mechas Chinuch's opinion. That if you don't have any Tzangar and V'yakev or anything similar to them, all you have is cash, so you're not Mechuyiv to go out and buy. So the question is, why aren't you Mechuyiv to go out and buy? So it's a big kasha. Why is it different than anything else? Kasha was in Pidyon HaBen. Now, Pidyon HaBen, you could take an answer, like you're saying. Pidyon HaBen, we once learned on that Ches, Rav Kahana showed, by that sugya of Pidyon HaBen, I mentioned to you that Pidyon HaBen is a din chayv mamon. What was the raya that Pidyon HaBen is a chayv, not just a mitzvah? Huh? Lididi shavali, but we had a raya, because in all dinei Pidyon HaBen, when there's a suffix, we say, Yamaiti Mechabeira Lavaraya. Now we have a Pidyon HaBen that somebody has twins, you don't know which is born first, the boy or the girl. Hamaiti Mechabeira Lavaraya. We don't say Safi Darais Lachumra. That was a raya that Pidyon HaBen is a moministic adin, that there's a chayv. The other raya we had was that on a mitzvah you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your nechasim. And on Pidyon HaBen, Gemara says later in the Perek, that Ein Lo Yela. Chamish Slaim, and he has him to be paid. The son to pay who's first. If I say, if you only have five Slaim, you still have to be paid. Because it's not, it's a mitzvah, but it goes two out chayv, it doesn't go two out mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to pay off the chayv of Pidyon HaBen. So Pidyon HaBen is a chayv. If it's a chayv, so you have to sell your karka in order to pay a chayv. So that's a mitzvah, the Mechas Chinuch holds that you don't have to go out and buy the mitzvah. Now, yeah.
I think the Chinuch holds that
there's
a mitzvah that
carries
a specific amount, you do have to spend
more than a fifth of the money. Okay, could be. Then Mishmur asked the kasha. Why you have to spend if it's your last money?
It
could be the derech of drashas, because drashas we also say. By Tashlume Karvin, 7 days or 8 days, right, we're makashvuas, the yom tiv, so the Gemara says the
fact.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. We have to look in Shas to see if the fast move is always used that way. Maybe you're right. So our kapanim will say that it's a mitzvah. Now the problem is that if it's a mitzvah, so what's a lulav and esrik? Let's say somebody happens not to own a lulav and esrik before Sukkot. He's off the hook for mitzvah lulav. Huh? He's off the hook. Doesn't he have to buy a lulav and esrog? We have once a chayyadim says you don't have to buy it ahead of time. You can wake up Sukkot morning and go out to buy it. But even if a chayyadim is maida, Sukkot morning you have to buy a lulav and esrog. Why should Hanukkah be any different? What's the Hesber? Well, why shouldn't you have to buy Goetz and Garviak if you came to Hanukkah? No? Sorry, anybody? Why should it be different than any mitzvah? Tefillin, that's not by tefillin. Tzitzis, I don't have to, it's the kiyumis. Why should I tie Hanukkah any different? What? There's a limit. So I'll spend the 30 slam that the Gemara says. I'll spend 30 slam, I'll buy the sign in the Garden Vieca.
One says you should take, one says you should give.
And therefore.
It's for you. It's your mitzvah, it's on you. To take it. It says you have to take it.
And to give? You mean I have to find another mitzvah to give? He is from Pidyon Banks, he also gives. The thing is, if you learn here it's a chayv mamon, it's not a mitzvah, it would be good. Chayv mamon, the Torah said, if you have tzayin garviyakev, you have to give. If you don't have, you don't have to give. It's a dine mamonis. Dine mamonis, then it would make sense. If you learn it's a chayv, not a mitzvah, then it would make sense. If you learn it's a mitzvah, it's hard to understand why you don't have to do it. Tzedakah would appear to be a mitzvah kiyumis. Unless Donnie comes to you, you mean? What do you mean? If Donnie comes to you, so if you have money, you have to give him. You don't have to borrow to give him. If you have, you have to give him. If you don't have, you're potter. Here he has kesef, you just have to go to pot. Yeah, but if it's a separate mitzvah, if you count it as a separate mitzvah. Now, one of the reasons it's a mitzvah is because the Rambam counted all Dine Eved as one mitzvah. As Eved Sheish, it's not a separate mitzvah. Sheish is, they're all one mitzvah. And Hanukkah, he counted as a separate mitzvah. It's a reasons mitzvah. So Maisa, it's got its own billing in the entire mitzvah. Hanukkah, it is a mitzvah. So we need a svara why it should be potter. If it goes to a dine chayv, then it makes a lot of sense.
No, I'm saying I don't understand.
You don't understand. Why it's a chayv? So my chayv is to give Gaon Tzion Rabbi Yaakov to him.
If I don't have it, then I still owe him.
No, but that's all I owe him. Let's say I make a deal with you, like Yaakov made with Lavan. Right, all the tzayin that are a certain way in the tzayin go to me. If there are none, you get none. If there's some, you get some. If there's a lot, you get a lot. So same thing here. I have a deal with the Eved. When he goes free, if I have tzayin garam v'yekev, he gets shloshim mishkolim. If not, so I have no. Then my chayv is that if I have it, I have to give it. If it's not, not. You know, it's a chayv, makes sense.
I don't think the simulation may come out of that. I'm saying, when you leave, I'll give you 30 slums worth of tzayin garam v'yekev.
No. Sounds like a stipulation of my car that if I have time, I have a yakif, there is shkalim, I'll have to give it to you. It makes sense if it's dine mom, and if that's the agreement, then that's the agreement.
Yeah.
If it's a mitzvah kiyumis, then it makes sense. If it's a mitzvah tzitzis, that's all I have to say. If it's a kiyumis, then if you have it, you do it. If you don't have it, you don't do it. Mehechi teisi, if it's kiyumis or kiyumis, so I'm not sure how we know, but. The Torah also says shek a luliv, and by luliv we understand you have to get a luliv, and somehow here you don't have to get it. If it's a mitzakiyum, it's nachi navi. The mechassan makes sense. If you learn it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah like tzedakah, and then what? If you don't have it, you don't have to get it. It's a kiyum. All right, maybe that's the best way to learn the mechassan.
It's really more like
treat them like. So you don't have it, you don't give it. Okay, so we'll learn that way. Maybe that's the way to learn that it's a kiyumis. And being that it's a kiyumis, that's that. Okay, I was going to suggest something else. Maybe it's more glad to learn that way. It's a mitzvah kiyumis and finished. The Mishlo Melech disagrees with the Pinchas Chinuch. Mishlo Melech says that if you don't have Tzayin Garen V'Yekev, you still have to give the 30 Shkalim. He brings the shame to Maritz. You still have to give the 30 Shkalim. But, one second. Mishlo Melech is quoting the Maritz. He says, B'shem the Maritz, that if you have cash, you have to give 30 Shkalim. The only thing is that to give more, which the Gemara will say there's a mitzvah to give more, that more is only Tzangar and V'yek. But the minimum that you have to give, which fits in nicely, the minimum is a din Tzchirus, Chayv. No, it doesn't fit in nicely. It's Chayv Mamin. He's saying the other way. He's saying the Chayv Mamin you have to give, the 30. The more, which is a mitzvah, that you don't have to give. No, it's the opposite. Okay. That there's no mitzvah to be Maisif. Only the Tzangar and V'yek. Mishnah Melech himself is talking a sakfek on the Marit, and he's more likely to Mechas Chinuch. So upon him, there's a machlekes if you don't have what to do. Mistam, the glatter way to learn is talk like he was saying, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Lashon HaTorah is, Mitzvah Melech titen lai, doesn't even look kach dolecha mi goin lecha. But it's a mitzvah kiyumis, then it's good. Okay. Let's see, there's something I wanted to get back to here, but let's see the Gemara Vaita. So what do we have here by Hanaka? We have a three of Machlaikis. We have Machlaikis how binding Tzangar and V'yekev is. Let's see Vaita Gemara. Where are we up to? Near the bottom. Three lines in the bottom. Dikas Rahman Atzai, Navamina Balechayim, and Gedulei Karkalai. It is said, Tzayin, I would think the mitzvah is dafka if you have Balei Chayim. Because Gedulei Karkaloi, because of Rachman of Gairin. Because of Gairin, having a Gedulei Karkaloi and Balei Chayim, why was thought for carrots? Because of one, not Tzayin. So you need Tzayin and Gairin to tell you, Tzayin Gedulei Karka, and Tzayin, Yekev Lomali, Lamai, Lamutek Sof, and Lamai, Lamutek Praedin. Tell you a meal. Yeah. This barach bias the glolei manikin lai. Loi this barach bias the glolei a manikin lai. When you give hanoka, if the house taka had a bracha during the time that the eved was there. But loi this barach bias the glolei a manikin lai. I would think this is a tanai. Tamalai merhanik tan. Kol makan. Sai this barach, sai loi this barach. Came out tamalai sheberachacha. Hakoil lefi bracha tain lai. What does that mean? A kol fi bracha tein lai. What does that mean? What? What does Rashi say? A kol fi bracha tein lai in this barach habayis v'shulai harbe toisif al hanoka in lavatim chesmin akosif. This is optional. If you want, you can give him more. If you don't want, you don't give him more. It's only if you want, right? Is that what it means? Torah is not saying if you doubled your money, give double. Now, I don't need a pasuk there to tell me if I want, I can give a bigger tip. I know I can give a bigger tip. What? A what? I'm obligated to give more. So it doesn't say how much more, so I'm obligated to give something more. Okay. There's a chiddush here that if I give more, it has dinei hanaka. There's a big nafkamina. If I just want to give the evidence, let's say Torah says give 30 shkala. And I like to say that I'm going to give him 1,000 shkolim. What's the nafkamina if that 1,000 shkolim is hanaka or not hanaka? It's nafkamina for a Baal Chayv. Because hanaka, the Eved has a maila. Usually the Eved's a poor man. The maila is, if I give a gift to the Eved, so then the Baal Chayv can take it from him. If I give hanaka to the Eved, because there's a cost that the Baal Chayv can't take. And which we learned is lav dafka shibudur of nas, and even the bachayv can take bechlal. So the bachayv can take from him. So now it's a big chiddush in the Korah that hakol fi bracha ten lei, whatever you give him is included. The Blazer Mezayi disagrees. He says the barim kiksava. It's barach bais the goyim anikin lei, lei barach the goyim anikin lei. How in the world do you figure out if this barach bais the glolei or not? I don't know, but yeah. Okay, my time alai mahanik tanik, dibra taira, kolosha mene yada. Torah speaks Kalashim B'nei Adam. Hanik Tanik is a double Lashon. I think there are five places there in Parshas Re'eh that it says a double Lashon. Hanik Tanik and Aseh Taser, Hashav Tishivim. Not they're all in Re'eh. They're all in Devarim. And what? There are double two verbs. I'm missing one still. Asataser. Was it Tazi Bimai? It says five. So maybe that's the five. What? I once heard a beautiful verse that when I go to Yisrael, I like to go Shalshud this time. Rav Druk gives a shir. So Rav Druk was once Parashas Re'eh, because of this parasha. So he said the Torah says a double lush in all these places. Telling you, I think he was saying Hecheach Techiach. People, that's what people like to give Techacha. So they do it Hecheach Techiach. I feel a mayor pardon, right? So he said that if a person is giving Techacha too much, how do you know if he means it from if it's a from a thing or he just likes to chepa people? He said you look at all the other double lushiness. All the others are being nice to people. Hanitanik, you give a good tip. Hashet Shiva, and you give to your God your way to return Avedis. And Osef Tazev, you go help him when he's schlepping. And what was the other one? Asef Tazev, you give Maisi, you give Ke. So you want to see if when he says Hech Techiach, if he's just getting his mean streak out of him, or if he's really a nice person who cares, you look at all the other double Hashinus. If all the others he does also, so then his Musr is good. If not, to return Kalashim Ayat. All right, there's a shaila here in the Eclair in the Mishnah Melech, which I mentioned to you briefly once before. If we're kaifa on this particular mitzvah, in the mitzvah of Hanik Tanik, if someone doesn't want to give a tip, he doesn't want to give his Eved a tip, he's a cheapskate. So does Bezdin compel, does Bezdin force a person to give? So I told you last time, was it depends if it's a mitzvah or if it's a chayv mamon. If it's a chayv mamon, so the guy can take him to Bezdin, he can force him to pay. If it's a mitzvah, so I skirted the issue. I said, if it's a mitzvah, it's totally in dinim of kaifin ala mitzvahs. But you can't take him to Bezdin, like a chayv mamon. A chayv mamon, you have to pay. You can take your own money, I take you to Bezdin. And Bezdin will force you, they'll take things away from you. If it's a mitzvah, so it depends on dinim of kfi ala mitzvahs. Now, in dine kfi ala mitzvahs, what's the dinim? You remember, anybody? When are we kaif on mitzvahs? Mitzvah say, shei matan tzchara b'tzida. We kaif on any mitzvah say, except a mitzvah say, she matan tzchara b'tzida. The Torah said, matan tzchara, kibbet aveim, the Torah gave matan tzchara b'tzida. It says, arachta yamin. So if the Torah said, do the mitzvah, and you get the certain schar, if the Torah spelled out the schar, Bezdin's not kaifa. The Torah gave kfiya. The Torah's kfiya was to tell you what you get. You don't do it, you won't get it. Any mitzvah say shein matan schar b'tzida, we don't do kfiya. What about hanukkah? Is it a mitzvah say shein matan schar b'tzida? So it depends on how you teach the psukim. This is in the Mishnah Melech, Paragimel. Halacha Yud Dalet. Says it depends on how to teach the Chumash. It says there are two psukim that come into play. One is Pasuk Yud Dalet. Haneik Tanik Loi Mitzaychem Ganachem Yikvecha Asher Beirachach Asher Malkecha Titen Loi. Pashit you could teach it Asher Beirachach Asher Malkecha Titen Loi. Hashem will give you a bracha and you'll be able to give him, which is Matan Schar B'Tzida. It's not the Mishnah Melech. We saw from the Gemara we just learned. It's not that way. Hashem Beirachecha, Hashem Lekachatitem Lai means from Tzayimcha, Garmcha, Yikvecha, and anything. Hashem Beirachecha, Mikol Hashem Beirachecha, Hashem Lekachatitem Lai. So he says it's not Matan Schara. It's not a promise of Matan Schara. So the first pasuk, Yudalit, is certainly not Matan Schara. So then the Mishnah Melech jumps down to the last pasuk in the parasha, pasuk Yudches. And he's mesupik how to teach a pasuk chumash, and in that he's toiled the question of the pasuk, the last pasuk here, pasuk Yitches says, "Lo yikshe beinecha b'shalaychecha oisei chafshi me'imach." You shouldn't feel bad when you give him this this tip. Ki mishnas ha'sachir avat chashesh shanim. You work for you 6 years. Uveirach Hashem alakecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. How do you attach the end of the pasuk? You can attach it to Matan Schar V'Tzidah. Don't feel bad when you give it to him. Uveirachich Hashem will give you a bracha b'chol asher ta'aseh. Or you could attach it that it's just an explanation of la yikshe beinecha. Don't feel bad that you're tipping him. After all, he worked for you 6 years, and Hashem gave you a bracha in all your work. So you could attach it as an answer to la yikshe beinecha. If you attach it as an answer to la yikshe beinecha, then it's not man schar b'tzida. Or you could attach it as a separate promise. Beirachach Hashem alakecha b'chol asher ta'aseh, a separate promise. So Mishnah Melech is Masopik. He says, depending on how you attach a pasuk chumash, he didn't have art scroll, he couldn't look it up. Right? So depending on how you attach this, that's his suffix if katina, and if it's a mitzvah.
No, did I say Beirachach? On the whole Amdus, the D-blast for everything that, for all the Amdus.
So you treated him the whole time. Okay. Could be. Do you have a right to attach it that way? Okay. Alright, I'd like to read to you the chinuch. It's an attitude thing. The chinuch emits a tough pay base. He says, "Mishroshei haMitzvah, the shayrish of the mitzvah Hanukkah, l'manikne ben Hashenu midais muulais yikarais lechamudais." The mitzvah of giving Hanukkah is, you would think, the shayrish haMitzvah is this poor guy who's an eved 6 years. Let him get back on his feet. He says, "No, Mishroshei haMitzvah, l'manikne ben Hashenu midais muulais yikarais lechamudais." That we should be kind of ourselves, that we should have this attitude of giving, to be kind of ourselves, midais mu'ulais, yikaris chamudais, v'im ha-nefesh yikariv ha-mu'ula niske l'tayv. And through having a nefesh, yikariv mu'ula, and a hecher nefesh, niske l'tayv v'zecher to good. So m'meila ha-keil la-tayv chafetz la-heitav v'amoi, Haydinu v'hidanu shenircham al misha ovar esanu v'nastan lanu mishalanu b'tayres chesed v'vam ashes ninu imei masas v'yvizchara. So he says that the idea of Hanaka is that a person should have a hecher nida. A hecher a person, it seems, is quicker to be able to give away money. What he says here at the end of the mitzvah is neheges mitzvah zu bischar min akevis bizman habayis, that this mitzvah is only neheg bizman habayis. She'ein din eved ivri neheg elu bizman shayyadu neheg. So bizman hazeh, none of us could do hanaka. Look what he says. Mekom akay. Af bizman hazeh. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. Chacham should listen and be meisif in what he takes from the mitzvah. Shem sachar adam ibnei Yisrael va'avada is man meruba. If you hire a worker, he works for you. It's man meruba yafil amuit. Certainly, it works for you a long time. Certainly, a short time. Sheyanik lai b'tzeisa me'imai me'asheberchei Hashem. Then you should give him a tip. So it's an interesting thing. He's saying that, I don't know, he means it's included in the mitzvah. He's saying from this mitzvah we should learn to be quick to tip. Is that what he says? Huh? It's a big limud. I mean, that the limud is not that we should tip for the other person, we should tip for ourselves. That we should have such a neshama that's not so aduk to money that you can't part with the money. And people should be giving people. Interesting thing. Money is a funny thing. When a person has to give away money, he feels bad. And once a person gave it away, he usually feels good. It's a strange thing. Right? A person forced to give away money never feels good. But a person who gives away money happily, you give someone a gift, and you're not sure how much to spend, you spend more. You give someone a good tip. Afterwards, you feel good about it. Before, it calls to mind the money's in your hand. It's hard. It hurts. And after you gave it away, you think back to what you did, you feel good about it. Strange. I think it's that way, no? It's a strange thing. And he says that the Sherish HaMitzvah is this idiom of giving away the money. He brings in the notes here, he brings another Sefer Revit Azov, who argues, who says that he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's a mitzvah by an eved, who says that it's by a worker, the worker's getting paid. Okay, anyway, I understand the Mechas Chinuch very well. There's a kasha on the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, Mitzvah zuna heges b'schar b'n'mubin ha'kevis. So there's a shverkeit on this. The Mishloach Melech asks on the Chinuch, first says the mitzvah is made by the kevis. What does it mean by the kevis? Who's in the keva? The Odin, right? Who gets the mitzvah hanoka? Not the Eved, the Odin. So we're going to learn later in the Perek that a woman can't own an Eved Ivri. Only a man can own an Eved Ivri. A woman can't own an Eved Ivri. So if so, how is it possible? You have a tariff? Why? Oh, that's what I was thinking. The way we learned Misa Sa'adayin. When we learned Misa Sa'adayin, we learned there's a mitzvah Hanukkah by Misa Sa'adayin. What happened? The Adon dies. So we had a problem. When is the Misa Hanukkah? When the Adon's alive, there's no mitzvah. When he's dead, dead people don't have mitzvahs. So the way we understood is that it goes to the Yarshim, and once the Yarshim get it, a minute later it goes free from them. They never work. And the Yarshim get it, and it goes free, and then they give Hanukkah. If so, it could apply to Nashim well, as well. It could apply to Nikevas. If Nikevas are the Yarshim, so they could have a Mitzvah Hanukkah. A Mitzvah Sa'ad. If the father died, left an Eved Ivri. I think he brings here, we're going to have later, a Nidain. If a woman can't own an Eved Ivri, does that mean she can't own an Amma Ivriya? If you hold that a woman can't own an Eved Ivri, but she can own an Amma Ivriya, then Vaita it's good. She could have the Mitzvah Hanukkah by an Amma Ivriya. What? There's
no
Yiyud, so she shouldn't be able to own an Amma Ivriya. We said that she actually be Yiyud. Right here. So she shouldn't be able to own. He brings. Where he's bringing from? He brings here in the footnote that he brings a Mayan Achachma. I think we're going to have Chulukei Deis later. If a woman can own another Ria, and Lacheret's telling him that. Okay, the Mechas Chinuch answers that even though we're going to have later in the Gemara that a woman can't own an Eved Ivri, Mechas Chinuch holds that's only a Din Rabbanan. That Minat Torah a woman could own an Eved Ivri, it's only because of Chashad. It's a chashad of Nyonei's Nus. It's only a Rabbanon. So in Meila, the Chinuch is talking Minatayra, a woman could own an Eved Ivri. So we have three possible terutzim on Pshat Nechim. Okay, so Akoponim, this is the Gemara. The Gemara has one more piece on Eved Ivri before it turns to Amevriya. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn it.